Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren spoke at the University of Irvine campus this week. About 500 people attended the event, which was located about 1 hour south of Los Angeles.
And the issue was to hear what the ambassador, who is represents Israel in the United States, what he had to say about the status of the Middle East and America's relationship with Israel.
However, Campus Media Relations Director Kathy Lawhon says the issue quickly became something else, as several students began interrupting Ambassador Oren.
Getting murder is not an expression of free speech.
The outburst happened at least 10 times, with some students shouting, "Killer," and "How many Palestinians did you kill?" 11 of the students were arrested, detained, and then released about an hour after the event was over. The university's Muslim Student Union was not available for contact, but it did issue a statement prior to the event. The group stated it strongly opposed and condemned the ambassador's visit. The group says Israel continues to commit human rights violations, thereby breaking international law and law of Israeli accord. The student union says Israel has committed war crimes against Gaza and is responsible for the massacre of thousands of Palestinians. However, Lawhon says the campus has a history of resisting campaigns to cancel certain events.
We've been called upon to try to ban some speakers from this campus. We've refused. There is no shortage of every point of view available to students on this campus over the course of a year.
The ambassador's speech was made possible by a grant from the Rose Project of Jewish Federation, Orange County. Federation officials told a Jewish newspaper that they wished the university would have acted swifter in removing the students from the crowd. Now, despite this event, university officials say they remain committed toward preserving free speech here on campus. And as for the students arrested, university officials say it will be up to the district attorney's office as to whether any charges will be filed. Ross Fraser, Press TV, Los Angeles.